T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tracking down the people who have ghosted you. The Jeff and Jen Show is going ghost hunting.
If somebody disappears out of your life with zero explanation, it's going to drive you nuts. Even if that friendship can't be saved or that relationship can't be saved, you want to know why. Like, what happened?
Right.
So that's why we go ghost hunting on the Jeff and Jen Show.
Say hello to Natalie, who is missing her friend, Caroline. Hey, Natalie.
Hi, guys.
Hey, so what's going on with your friend?
Basically, we have been friends forever since, like, junior high, and we've kind of, like, gone through all of life's milestones together. You know, we graduated together, we went to prom together, we even were pregnant at the same time. And now our kids go to preschool together. And I kind of just have noticed that slowly over time, the friendship sort of started feeling one-sided. Like, I was always the one reaching out to her, and she was a lot of times too busy to see me. And then I kind of just stopped calling her to make sure that it wasn't all in my mind. And she never called me once I stopped calling and texting her.
Ooh.
So I don't really know what's going on with that.
You're getting slow ghosted.
Yeah.
It's not an abrupt ghosting. It's a trickle.
And I would assume now you're in your 20s or 30s, and you've been friends since junior high. So what's that, like 13?
So yeah.
Three decades.
It's like a long time.
Two or three decades of friendship being flushed away.
Any idea what it could be? I mean, did you ask her?
I mean, I really don't. I haven't done anything to her. I can't think of the only maybe thing I can think of is if it's political, because my husband is like really liberal and her husband are really conservative. Mm-hmm. I don't know if maybe he said something on Facebook that offended her, but she's never mentioned it to me. Mm-hmm. And I don't get involved in any of that stuff. I just, politics are not my thing. So I would be surprised if it was that, but that's the only thing I can think of.
Is she so political that maybe your husband wrote something and her husband just decided these are not our people?
I mean, that's the only thing I can think of, but I really don't know.
I feel like with that long of a friendship, she could at least explain that one to you, especially because it's not your fault.
I mean, I don't feel like that's it, but that's, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. That's all I got.
Okay. Well, that's what we do on the Jeff and Jen Show. We track people down, we get answers, and we share them with you. So the good news is we've got answers.
Janine called up Caroline a few days ago and recorded her conversation with her. I'm looking at it right now. It's 90 seconds long. So whatever it is can be summed up in a minute and a half.
Yeah, the bad news is I don't think this friendship is going to be saved.
Oh.
Yeah, from the look on Janine's face right now, it's like that emoji with all the teeth gritting. You know what I'm talking about, that one?
But she's saying it in real life.
Yeah. So hang on here. We're going to get it ready to go for you. And when we come back, we'll play for you the reason why she's ghosted. Okay.
She's like,
okay. Oh.
If you're ready to hear it. All right. Stay brave.
Yeah, sorry.
We'll be back here in 2.5 minutes and share with you the reason why you're getting ghosted. It's coming up next.
Okay. Turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now. Tracking down the people who have ghosted you. The Jeff and Jen Show is going ghost hunting.
Natalie is joining the Jeff and Jen Show this morning. She is going ghost hunting for a friend of hers that she's known since middle school. They've been through lots of life milestones together, including having their kids. And she just feels like all of a sudden her friend's getting more and more distant, and now she feels ghosted. So she wants to figure out why, because she's not getting answers from her friend.
Her thought was that because her husband is very liberal and her friends are very conservative, for her friend and her friend's husband are very conservative, maybe something that they read online that he wrote offended them so much that they're like, we can't do it anymore. Mm. But Janine just gave us a thumbs down. It is not that.
Nah. I almost wish it was, but I don't think that's something that, like, you ghost after, like, decades, though. Like, you know that the whole time. So you probably have conversations about
get annoyed
that.
By that, maybe butt heads over it, but not lose the friendship.
Yeah, you just unfollow him on Facebook.
Natalie, any other ideas before we reveal this to you?
I really have no idea.
Okay, well, if you are ready, we can hit the button and play you 90 seconds of a conversation Janine had with your friend Carolyn.
Okay, let's hear it.
She honestly was the one that started missing on her play dates. I'm a stay-at-home mom, and she's a mom who decided to go back to work, which is fine. I respect that, but at the same time, I do have a different schedule. I do want my kids to be friends with kids of like-minded parents, which I thought I found in her. And I just didn't feel like she was that person. She was the one that was honestly ghosting us at some point. I asked her to do a couple of things. We do have a classroom party that we have to arrange every so often. I asked her to bring donuts for the kids, and she didn't do that. So that naturally is a turnoff. I don't think that's very kind. I don't want to be friends with people who aren't kind, in my opinion.
You don't think that just because she's working or so busy that there's some things that are allowed to kind of fall through the cracks?
To a point, yes. I just think it was too much. It's just too often. I tried to schedule at least a few play dates I had already scheduled, and she showed up to maybe like one. I scheduled like four in the past 2 months.
Oh, so you're the one doing all of the stuff for the kids, I guess.
Yeah, I'm definitely the one to be doing everything for the kids.
I love Janine, I guess.
I guess you're just doing so much.
Wow.
But you know those play dates are probably at like 8 o'clock in the morning or like right after school. And it's like, maybe you could work together, figure something out that works with both moms. But that's just me. That's just me.
Natalie, are you surprised?
I mean, I am surprised, but it's like literally exactly what you just said. Like, if she wants to have a play date between 9 and 5, I'm not home for those things. And the donut thing, too. I mean, I remember her asking me if I could help with that party, and it was one of those that was happening while I was at work, and I was like, I can't do that. I wasn't, like, doing it to be a jerk. I just feel like she's really understanding of how much work it takes to be a mom and have a job. And I'm not, like, saying a stay-at-home mom isn't a job, but wow, I'm kind of like, it kind of like makes me feel justified, honestly, that that's her reason, because I just feel like she's being the one that's not understanding at all.
Right. I feel like if you've been friends that long, she should have some more empathy for you.
It's kind of crazy.
Hang on 1 second, okay? Natalie?
Yeah.
Hey, Lewis.
It's actually Billy, but I really... I mean, parents need to work. There's not, it's not easy to just do the play dates and donuts. She left some donuts, really?
Yeah.
Like, I'm good. She doesn't need her anyways.
I agree.
She is not here for this.
Billy, I mean, I think your friend is being really critical of you. It just doesn't seem fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't like the part where she said like-minded parents. Like,
ooh,
yeah. Like, if your kids are friends with each other and it's a healthy friendship, then, like-minded parents, to me, is working together to make sure the kids build good relationships with each other, which is, you know, finding days that work or...
I think you're right, Janine. I think that was low-key shade.
Yeah.
Like-minded parents means other stay-at-home moms.
Right.
Right?
It was definitely shade.
That's the
my head went to, it was political shade. But
oh.
But yes, it was no matter what context it was definitely shade.
Oh, well, Natalie, I'm sorry.
Sorry about that, Natalie.
I mean, it sucks, but I guess I'm glad I know. I don't feel like it's me, so I'm happy about that.
All right, well, she doesn't sound like the type of person she's worth quitting your job over, so, and stay employed.
Oh, no, I wasn't going to do that.
I keep the career and the paycheck and just start sending her, like, Biden memes or something.
Biden, why not? Why not start with Bernie Sanders?
Right, there you go.
All right,
feel the burn and whatnot. All right, bye, Natalie.
Thanks,
bye, guys.
Natalie.
Thank you.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.